Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a landmark redistricting challenge against Wisconsin's Republican-friendly legislative map, saying those who brought the challenge lacked legal standing. The ruling leaves in place the current legislative map. The case was sent back to federal district court essentially on procedural grounds. The ruling means that the hopes of Wisconsin Democrats to win back the assembly will remain very difficult. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Toxic chemicals have been discovered in groundwater near Lake Michigan. Tyco Fire Products, a division of Johnson Controls, said they discovered the chemicals in well samples on June 7th. The toxic chemicals are known as perfluorinated chemicals and were found near the Tyco manufacturing plant in Marinette on the banks of the Menominee River, a tributary to Green Bay. Perfluorinated chemicals have been in the news recently because the Trump administration wanted to delay the release of a study that would show the chemicals pose greater health risks than previously indicated by regulators. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The city of Milwaukee is submitting its bid today to become the host city for the Democratic National Convention in 2020. The convention will be held July 13th through the 16th of 2020, and Milwaukee is among eight finalist cities. The other seven cities are Atlanta, Birmingham, Denver, Houston, Miami Beach, New York, and San Francisco. The host city is expected to be named either late this year or early next year. And the Brewers lost to the Phillies yesterday 10-9. They now go to Pittsburgh to start a three-game series with the Pirates this evening. And here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. One of the Republican candidates challenging Senator Tammy Baldwin appears in a new television commercial with a handgun by her side. In the ad, Leah Vukmir is shown sitting at her kitchen table with her gun and discussing death threats she has received. And candidates for Governor Kathleen Vinehout and Malin Mitchell will take part in a debate tomorrow afternoon on the Devil's Advocates radio show. That debate will take place from 3 to 4 p.m. tomorrow here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. And here's the weather forecast. And outside this afternoon, mostly cloudy with rain likely. That rain should be ending tonight around 10 p.m. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain with highs only in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, partly sunny with highs around 70 degrees. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. You're listening to Resistance Radio.